Morizzi said the group also was extraordinarily violent in maintaining a grip on its territory. She blames the organization for 25 murders over the past 10 years. Those killed in the 1988 shootings were Andre Louis Armstrong, 31, James Brown, 43, Loretha English, 23, and her 2-year-old daughter, Shemise. Investigators said the killings occurred at a time when the Bryant Group was fending off competition and demands for money from Armstrong, a former associate who had recently been released from prison. According to authorities, Armstrong was set up to be killed when he was lured to a meeting at the organization's cash house on Wheeler Avenue. Armstrong and Brown were shot to death as they entered the house. A gunman then ran out to their car and shot English and her daughter. The little girl was executed with a point-blank shot to the back of the head. Within 6 weeks of the slayings, squads of officers with search warrants raided 26 houses where suspected members of the Bryant organization lived or did business. Investigators said they recovered numerous records detailing the group's drug business, which grossed at least $1.6 million quarterly. Evidence from the raids and the shooting scene and information from a key member of the organization who agreed to cooperate with authorities led to charges being filed against 12 people believed to make up the top leadership and enforcement arms of the organization. Among those charged is Stanley Bryant, now 34, the alleged leader of the group at the time because his older brother, Jeff, was in prison. Also among the defendants is Leroy Wheeler, 23, a suspected hitman for the family, who authorities said ran to the car where English and her daughter were sitting and dispatched them with a shotgun and handgun. Because it took 3 years to round up all 12 suspects, 6 separate preliminary hearings, some lasting months, and a grand jury session have been held during the past few years. It wasn't until September that the last suspect was ordered to stand trial. Earlier this month, 2 of the defendants pleaded guilty to drug and aiding and abetting charges, the first convictions in the case. One was put on probation after spending the last 18 months in jail. The other has not yet been sentenced. What remains to be decided on is a date for the trial and a venue. "We still haven't found a home," said Morizzi, explaining that a Los Angeles Superior Court judge who has been hearing pretrial motions in the case has been reassigned to civil matters, leaving the Bryant case without a courtroom. With trial-length estimates running from Morizzi's conservative 1 year to as long as 3 years, courtrooms with clear dockets are difficult to find. Finding a courtroom large enough is also a problem. During pretrial hearings, the defendants and attorneys have filled audience seats and jury boxes. But that extra room won't be there during the trial. Steve Flanagan, an attorney representing defendant Tanis Curry, said the case may require 2 or more juries because evidence against some defendants cannot be heard by jurors considering different charges against other defendants.